Realtors selling to families know that the quality of the local school matters. It can matter a lot. But how do you determine the quality of the one near where you're looking to buy? School Q claims to help you find the answer. The company's co-founder and chief marketing officer, Carolyn Keesh, joins us now. Hello there.
Hi.
How does this system work? I went on, I checked out my neighborhood and my local schools, but tell for our listeners, tell them how it works.
Sure. So schoolq.ca is a website that was launched very recently on August the 15th, and it's designed so that home buyers can go and get the sweet spot of finding the right school, the best school for their children in the right neighborhood with a home that has the features and that they can afford. And currently, we've heard from frustrated moms who have to go to many, many, many different websites to pull all of that information together. So we've curated all of that information so it's a one-stop source.
Moms and dads. I'm sure dads are frustrated too.
Yes.
Where does the data come from?
So we have a service, HoodQ, and we are Canada's largest aggregator and curator of address and school reports in Canada. And we pull from 2,500 data sources, unique data sources, to get all of that information.
So for residents of Ontario, one of the ones that people would know is the Fraser Institute.
That's
so there's
right.
a school ranking in Ontario. In other parts of the country, where does that equivalent data come from?
So we have raw assessment data across all of the provinces, and then we translate that data to create our own school Q scores. It's a direct translation of the raw assessment data at a provincial level.
So the student scores part, I understand. Then there is some metrics around student population scores, like percentage of students who are new to Canada, special ed, low-income households. How does that data affect the score?
That particular data doesn't affect the score.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that is just population information so that you know what the type of demographic, yeah, of that
particular. And what do you think
school.
A buyer should or could infer from that data?
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because one of the things that we are doing right now is a school Q, take the school Q challenge. And this is a challenge to all of the teachers and principals across Canada to give us more information and say why your school is so amazing. So we have a mantra that is, a school is more than a score. Right now, in the absence of other information, that's what educators and parents are kind of forced to rely on, right, is school scores. But we know, and we've heard certainly from real estate agents and parents, that it's not all of it. In fact, it often is a very poor misrepresentation of how good the school is.
Because I looked at the student population data and I thought, is that racist? Is that racist? And I'm not sure. I'm not making a declaration either way. I think some people would say, I want to be in a diverse neighborhood. I do not want Whitey Whiterson. And it's helpful to me that we've got something that's going to be more representative of Canada as a whole. And other people who would look at that data and say, no, I want X, Y, and Z. Did you have an ethical debate about how to include that or what context you would need to provide around it?
Absolutely not. We include everything. And the reason is that we've been told that schools are the most important aspect when looking for a home. And so we did a lot of research to find what is important. And we know it's schools, school scores, Parks and Rec, transit safety, which is the nearest hospital, police, fire station, convenience, like all of this. And so because we have the data, we put it all in one source.
How did you determine how to weight the data? What mattered the most?
We don't get to weight the data. When a user comes onto School Q, they can filter by what's most relevant to them. So when they go on into, they can start the search by going into a city or they can start by
Which I went to my neighborhood and I saw my school and it was 7.2.
Right.
But how is that weighted? I assume there's more than one variable in there.
Oh, you mean the actual school score?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is the raw assessment data that we
just
translate.
Academic scores.
Yeah, we translate.
It's the only
it.
Thing.
Yeah. And then we, as you probably saw on that profile page, we include a ton of other information from the school in addition to the score, because the school is more
but
than
the score is only the students on standardized tests.
That's right.
I see. Yeah. Now, you make money by having relationships with realtors.
That's right.
Right? So a realtor at the end of my thing, there was a realtor. I see her in the neighborhood. I know who she is. They pay what, $200 to $500?
That's right.
Is it a membership or is it per lead?
It is per month, and it's for a one-year contract. And what that ensures is that when we have home buyers coming onto the site, if they want to ask a question, we want to make sure that it's a very good realtor who's able to provide the customer service that we're looking for.
How do you assess them?
We interview them.
And what do you ask?
Every single one. Well, we make sure that, one, they are a top realtor. They do many deals a year. We make sure that they have a good customer service record, that they have a good brand in the marketplace, so that people, you know, if you picked a different neighborhood like Riverdale or High Park, that you would not be surprised that that person is the neighborhood expert, that they do already a lot of business in.
And do they get exclusivity for that?
They do, yes. Yes, they do. And so when someone comes onto the site, if they want to request a report, I should say that, because we offer free reports, address reports and school reports and neighborhood reports for every neighborhood across 2,400 neighborhoods in 130 cities.
Wow.
So
it's a lot of data.
It's a lot of data. And we offer everything on the site is free, including the reports. So when someone requests that report, they are given the report with the realtor. If they want to follow up, it's up to them.
At the beginning, you talked about schools and the connection that they have to the price of homes. One of the challenges in expensive markets is that you really, really have to pay up for a great school. At what point is that not the smartest thing to do?
Yeah, so we have, that's a great question. We have on our on schoolq.ca a way that you can filter by the criteria of that meshes what you can afford, so the home filter,
right,
as well as the home type, if you like, and at the same time you can see the schools near that. So I think that, you know, if you find that you can't actually afford that neighborhood, you can go from detached to semi-attached. Now can you afford it? Okay, not semi.
I will live in 300 square feet, but my kid will go to the best school in the country.
So you can change the filters. It's dynamic. It's live. You just change it until you can afford it. If you can't afford it, then you stay on the SchoolQ site and go to another neighborhood.
And drive 4 hours to work every single day.
There you go.
Right. Carolyn, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Carolyn Keish, Chief Marketing Officer, co-founder of SchoolQ. It's a really interesting resource for families looking to understand neighborhoods better and determine whether that amazing school is worth the price of that really expensive house.